Prayer for the end of the coronavirus. Jesus Christ, you travel through towns and villages, curing every disease and illness. At your command, the sick were made well. Come to our aid now, in the midst of the global spread of the coronavirus, that we may experience your healing love. Heal those who are sick with the virus. May they regain their strength and health through quality medical care. Heal us from our fear, which prevents nations from working together and neighbors from helping one another. Heal us from our pride, which can make us claim invulnerability to a disease that knows no borders. Jesus Christ, you travel through towns and villages, curing every disease and illness. Come to our aid now, that we may experience your healing love. Jesus Christ, healer of all, stay by our side in this time of uncertainty and sorrow. Be with those who have died from the virus. May they be at rest with you in your eternal peace. Be with the families of those who are sick or have died. As they worry and grieve, defend them from illness and despair. May they know your peace. Be with the doctors, nurses, researchers, and all medical professionals who seek to heal and help those affected and who put themselves at risk in the process. May they know your protection and peace. Be with the leaders of all nations. Give them the foresight to act with charity and true concern for the well-being of the people they are meant to serve. Give them the wisdom to invest in long-term solutions that will help prepare for or prevent future outbreaks. May they know your peace as they work together to achieve it on earth. Whether we are home or abroad, surrounded by many people suffering from this illness, or only a few, Jesus Christ, stay with us as we endure and mourn, persist and prepare. In place of our anxiety, give us your peace. Jesus Christ, heal us. Amen. The entrance antiphon. See, I have God for my help. The Lord sustains my soul. I will sacrifice to you with willing heart and praise your name, O Lord, for it is good.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. Show favor, O Lord, to your servant, and mercifully increase the gifts of your grace, that made fervent in hope, faith, and charity, they may be ever watchful in keeping your commands. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
A reading from the prophet Jeremiah. This word of the Lord came to me, go, cry out this message for Jerusalem to hear. I remember the devotion of your youth, how you loved me as a bride, following me in the desert, in a land unsown. Sacred to the Lord was Israel, the first fruits of his harvest. Should any presume to partake of them, evil would befall them, says the Lord. When I brought you into the garden land to eat its goodly fruits, you entered and defiled my land. You made my heritage loathsome. The priest asked not, where is the Lord? Those who dealt with the law knew me not. The shepherds rebelled against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal and went after useless idols. Be amazed at this, O heavens, and shudder with sheer horror, says the Lord. Two evils has my people done. They have forsaken me, the source of living waters. They have dug themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that hold no water. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
With you is the fountain of life, O Lord.
With you is the fountain of life, O Lord.
O Lord, your mercy reaches to heaven, your faithfulness to the clouds. Your justice is like the mountains of God, your judgments like the mighty deep.
With you is the fountain of life, O Lord.
How precious is your mercy, O God. The children of men take refuge in the shadow of your wings. They have their fill of the prime gifts of your house. From your delightful stream, you give them to drink.
With you is the fountain of life, O Lord.
With you is the fountain of life, and in your light we see light. Keep up your mercy toward your friends, your just defense of the upright of heart.
With you is the fountain of life, O Lord. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Why do you speak to the crowd in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear but not understand. You shall indeed look but never see. Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and be converted and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see and your ears because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see but did not see it and to hear what you hear but did not hear it." The Gospel of the Lord. In one of his letters, Bishop Gaynor wrote to the people of the diocese during the Easter season, he remarked that whenever he tells a funny story in a homily, that's usually the only thing anybody ever remembers is the story. I remember one time giving a homily and talking about that you need discipline in the spiritual life, and I compared it to losing weight. And I said, you know, you have to have discipline. And I talked a little bit about my struggles with weight and things like that. And I must have had 15 people come out to me afterwards and they say, "Father, that was an amazing homily. I've been trying to lose 10 pounds for the past 6 months, you know." And oftentimes what happens when we hear a story, we hear what we want to hear. And that's sort of what Jesus is getting at in today's gospel. The parables he tells us are not just simple stories with one meaning, but rather they are meant for his true disciples who hear his words and reflect upon them in his heart and then convert their lives because of it. So often, and this is true for us preachers as well, is that we hear a parable and we say, "Oh, I've heard that one so many times, I know what it means." And yet the reality is the parables are supposed to be powerful stories that help us to change our lives. You know, when we hear those kind of amazing things where Jesus tells the story of the man who is the parable of the man who hoards up all of his riches. And he says, you fool, you're going to die tonight. What was the point of having all this stuff? You know, that's meant for us. That's meant for us to look at, you know, our wealth and our possessions and ask ourselves if that hasn't become an idol in our lives. You know, Jesus uses the rather stunning images of a mother hen or of a woman kneading flour as a symbol of God, of God's kingdom. You know, we hear the parables of Jesus, and so often what happens is we kind of become spiritually lazy. You know, maybe that's one of the sins we have to confess every once in a while, is that we just think, I've heard it, I know what it means, now let's move on. No, the parables of Jesus is meant for conversion. And they are supposed to be spoken to each and every one of us. We who are his disciples, we are to not just very simply hear what we want to hear and then dismiss the rest. Rather, what we are to do is to take the fullness of Christ's teaching. And oftentimes his teaching in these parables, sometimes it feels like it's a knife in the heart. Because we realize we don't love, or we're greedy, or we're whatever. You know, today we are called to recognize Jesus spoke in parables, and it's amazing to me how often his closest companions, they come to him and say, explain to us, we don't get it. You know, if we somehow think we get it all the time, you know, that we have all the answers, we're probably not really listening. So, brothers and sisters, as we hear these parables of Jesus, let us take them not as just some simple stories for us to hear. You know, for example, the story of Jesus says there's the parable of the, when he says very simply, there's more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than there are all the other righteous people. You know, and yet so often we're still condemning that one sinner. The heavens are rejoicing over that sinner who has repented, and yet we still condemn. So, brothers and sisters, the parables are not meant to be just simple stories that Jesus threw out just for his own sake. Rather, they are meant to be, to really go deep into our hearts so that we can hear them and listen to them and very simply be converted. Recognizing that God is the source of all goodness, let us lift our prayers to him.
For the church, may all that we receive from Christ continue to conform us ever closer to his side. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those in positions of authority, may God grant them wisdom to listen well and see the needs of the most vulnerable. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who long to see and hear God, but struggle with doubt, may they be given faith and strength to persevere. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those in this faith community who use their gifts as catechists, may the Lord continue to nurture them in faith and love. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died, and in this Mass we remember May Piccone. May they rest in the eternal glory of God's presence. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us also remember the intentions of the Bill Lutz family. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our own special intentions, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. God of mercy, we lift these prayers to you and ask you to hear them in your goodness through Christ our Lord. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, which earth has given and human hands have made, will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice may be acceptable to you, the Almighty Father. O God, who in the one perfect sacrifice brought to completion varied offerings of the law, accept, we pray, this sacrifice from your faithful servants, and make it holy as you bless the gifts of Abel, so that what each has offered to the honor of your majesty may benefit the salvation of all, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, almighty and eternal God, through Christ our Lord. His death we celebrate in love, his resurrection we confess with living faith, and his coming in glory we await with unwavering hope. And so with all the angels and saints we praise you, as without end we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Ronald, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
The Communion Antiphon. The Lord, the gracious, the merciful, has made a memorial of his wonders. He gives food to those who fear him. An act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Graciously be present to your people, we pray, O Lord, and lead those you have imbued with heavenly mysteries to pass from former ways to newness of life, through Christ our Lord. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace.